All right, let's go down to L.A. He covers the Pirates, MLB.com. We followed the Pirates, the ups and downs of this team all year long with Tom Singer. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Tom.
Good morning, Marty. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great for us. A beautiful day here. It's going to be a gorgeous day at the ballpark. We've got Pat Corbin and Mike Leake. And the Pirates face another all-star pitcher. And they get, Kershaw tonight? When does it stop?
Wow.
Well, their Cy Young week does finally come to an end tonight. But, yeah, they've gone through and been run over by John Lester, Jake Arrieta, Zach Greinke last night, and they get Mr. Kershaw tonight. Tough stretch.
Tom, what does this do to the team? Let's evaluate where the Pirates are right now, even including the injury to Gong. They've got a game lead on the Cubs. The Cardinals are starting to pull away a little bit more. Tell us where the Pirates are right now.
Well, the Pirates are a little bit reeling. I mean, they had a five-game lead over the Cubs just 4 games ago. They've lost four games in 4 games in the standings. And the one thing that they could kind of count on, even as the chase of the Cardinals was frustrating them, is getting that wild card game at home against the Cubs. And they've been, the Pirates have been a very weak road team in NL Central cities. So that was one thing that they could pretty safely count on until, about a week ago. So now even that's in major jeopardy. So right now they're spinning their wheels and going through their first really tough stretch since very early in May. And we'll have to see how they come out of it. But right now they're scuffling big time.
Tom, Patrick Connor here. Marty and I were in the prior segment. We're talking about what Gong's injury means to the future for the Pirates. And, boy, I mean, he was a major cog in that lineup. And what's the morale of the team? I know the week's not been kind to the Pirates, but just the Gong injury, how that's impacted the team and the morale of the team and the coaching staff, et cetera. How's that gone?
The morale of the team is down primarily because of the tailspin they've been going through, not so much because of the Gong injury. Very popular, very productive, very important player, don't get me wrong. But we shouldn't make the danger of equating what they're going through now with the Gong injury for the simple reason that, he became an everyday player when both Josh Harrison and Jordan Mercer were out with injuries. When those two guys were coming back, the major problem was how was Clint Hurdle going to handle having all these, players? He had too many players. How was he going to juggle them? So the fact that Gong has been taken out of that equation really isn't a deal breaker, because previously the main problem was getting too many players enough playing time. So now, that obviously is no longer an issue. I think Jordy Mercer plays shortstop regularly. Ramiz Ramirez, anchors down at third base, and they go on.
Tom Singer with us. He covers the Pirates, MLB.com. What's the biggest challenge facing the Pirates right now? We know how they played against the Giants. We've seen them this year. What's the biggest challenge for them as they go forward?
Well, it's both sides of that coin. They do have to get back to getting a good, solid 6-7 innings out of the starters. And the offense has to pick up to certainly contribute enough to back the good pitching and maybe even more to overcome the bad pitching. After everything's been said about how much stronger this lineup has become around him, Andrew McCutchen is still the key guy. I mean, they've lost 4 straight games. No coincidence, McCutchen does not have an RBI in those 4 games. This team is 45-12 when Kutch drives in a run, which makes them, as good as their overall record is, makes them a sub-500 team when Kutch doesn't drive in a run. So it still comes back to Andrew McCutchen.
Boy, very, very good. No, usually it is the one guy who can carry a team, especially this time of year. This is when the MVPs show up. Now, what is the reaction to the Gong injury? Clean play, dirty play. Gong said to Cogman, it's okay. He let him off the hook. What's the baseball reaction to it?
Hard play, but clean play according to the rules. And, we are getting more conversation about possibly changing the rule, because according to the definition of the rule, it was legal play. So we may be getting into the beginning of serious conversation about changing the definition of the rule so it's not a legal play. Some of the key elements on that are, essentially making contact with the fielder before you actually hit the ground on your slide, i.e., flying into second base. But no, there was absolutely no resentment well, there's a lot of regret, don't get me wrong, but nobody faulted Chris Coughlin for the kind of slide that took Gong out. But now there's a serious question beginning whether they need to alter that rule to reflect the no collision rule at home plate, because basically that's what you're talking about. You're talking about a collision at second base.
Yeah, Tom, exactly. And, of course, relating it to the Giants and Buster Posey, Bruce Bochy and Brian Sabian came out in strident defense of Posey and that they wanted to change the rule almost immediately. I mean, that was the reaction. So I'm wondering if Clint Hurdle and Neil Huntington, the general manager for the Pirates, have they reacted similarly?
Clint Hurdle, yes. I have not spoken with Neil Huntington on this subject. In fact, Clint Hurdle had a pretty extended conversation Friday with Joe Garagiola Jr., who represents MLB in rules questions, and it was an investigative conversation. Hurdle wasn't complaining about the way things are, but he was making suggestions how to start the ball rolling to changing how things are. Yeah, I think it's pretty much where Sabian was with Posey a few years ago.
Yeah, that's what Patrick and I sort of talked about in the prior segment. Tom Singer, MLB.com, he covers the Pirates. Pirates could be looking at another one and done or one go forward. And, of course, Theo Epstein is nervous about it because he's crazy about the Cubs getting in. There is some sentiment now. Ken Rosenthal had it. Bob Costas talked about it. Making that wild card game maybe two out of three. How do you feel about it?
Well, I feel obviously that would be a natural progression, not only with the way the original division series and championship series have evolved. They kind of grew in length to make it a fair competition. And also, to me, it's a very natural sequence. Your first round, the wild card round, is two out of three. Then you go three out of five. Then you go best out of seven. And, of course, the big variable in that is the length of the postseason. Already, the World Series this season will end in November. Obviously, you can't extend the playoffs and push it even further into November, potentially in cities like Chicago. So you've got to kind of amend the regular season schedule to reflect an extended playoffs. Major League Baseball, the ownership doesn't want to cut the regular season because it's income. But then again, at some point, you obviously have added income from an extended playoff. They have to, it's a negotiating point between the owners and sensibility, so to speak. And the one tiebreaker could be if the wild card game becomes a wild card series, you renegotiate TV contracts that deal with those games, and maybe they can negotiate enough added revenue into those new contracts to make up for any revenue lost by trimming the regular season schedule.
Well, baseball likes to start off with a game seven, and that's what that wild card game is, to get the playoffs off to a rousing start. So I don't see it changing much. Tom, thanks so much, as always, for being with us.
My pleasure. I enjoyed that. And, one other thing about the wild card game, if you have a weak team that otherwise would not be in contention, it's a blessing. If you're a 95-win team and looking at one and done, that's the name of the game, and that's the way it goes now.
Yeah, and Howard Bryant was with us earlier, Howard, Tom, from ESPN. He said, look, you got to win the division. And, baseball still has that thing about winning the pennant.
Yep.
Well, you got to win your division. If not, the odds are going to go against you, and that's the way baseball plays.
And if you recall, that's exactly why they went to two wild card teams, to put a higher premium on winning the division. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, all right. This will be interesting. Now, of course, you got Kershaw. Does it get any easier for the Pirates as we look at the end of this thing? Will they hold the Cubs off?
It'd be tough. Yeah. I mean, they're going to Colorado from here, where they've had a tough time winning. They're just not the offensive type of club that can do well in Coors Field. And then from Colorado, they go to Chicago. They just lost three straight to the Cubs at home, so having to deal with them in Wrigley Field won't be easy.
Well,
and then they got the Cardinals and the Reds in Pittsburgh to conclude the season. So,
wow.
Correct.
All right, great. Tom, thanks so much. We'll definitely catch up with you again. Thank you.
Right on, Tom.
My pleasure, guys. See ya.
Very good. Boy, he's good.
Tom
Singer,
that was good.
Yeah.
Nice signal. It was good to talk to Tom there. And